So today is the second last Sunday of this liturgical year. Next Sunday is the Feast of Christ the King, and then the Sunday after that we begin the new liturgical year. 2 weeks from now is also Thanksgiving. Believe it or not, it's here. And while the church will begin the Advent season and the new liturgical year, the commercial world, if you are not already oppressed by it, will begin to focus on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, hysterical sales pitches, a month-long Christmas mania, New Year preparations, sales, parties. In other words, we're about to enter a frenzied time in the calendar year in which families, celebrations, gift exchanges, meals, parties, and even religiosity will take center stage. In the midst of all these things, these 2 weeks, these last 2 weeks of the liturgical year, are an invitation from the church, from the readings, to pause, to slow down, maybe even to stop. This is the time to retreat, to evaluate, to think about that which is truly important. Of course, Advent will be its own invitation, but the ends of seasons and the beginning of new seasons really are a moment for us to rethink and reflect. So here, based on today's scripture, I would like to offer three things that we could do as the liturgical year ends and we prepare for a new beginning. Now, the readings that are chosen for this week, of course, are from what we call the apocalyptic literature. They have a very specific mood and sense, and today's first reading and the gospel reading carry these apocalyptic connotations. So keep that at the back of your mind as we reflect these readings. The first reading from the book of Daniel, and this is my first point, it's about character. It's about character. It's about asking ourselves, who am I at this point of time? Who am I becoming as time goes by and as I prepare for the new times? Daniel, as he describes this impending catastrophic apocalypse, says, hear this very carefully, he says, but the wise shall shine brightly. The wise shall shine brightly, like the splendor of the firmament. And those who lead many to justice, so those who are wise, and those who lead many to justice shall be like the stars forever. So there are two invitations then, the invitation to be wise and the invitation to be just. Talking about wise, in the last couple of months, this is the third time we are hearing about wisdom. And I remember defining wisdom as how God would act in the world. If you want to be wise, we need to reflect on how would God live in this world if God was living today. That's wisdom. In other words, as we reflect on the end times, we can also reflect on whether the way we act in the world today is a sincere effort to how God would act in the world. How would God live today? And am I trying to reflect that in my life? And then there is justice. Those who lead the way to justice will be our stars, will be like stars forever. So we can examine our own lives to see if righteousness defines our relationships. That's what justice is. Justice is righteousness, right relationship with God, with others, and with our own selves. And so this is a serious invitation then, isn't it? To live like God would want us to. To act in justice in our relationships with God, with each other, and with our own selves. Now we have 2 weeks. Let's slow down. Let's stop. Let's reflect. In my second point, I would like to focus on the second reading. And believe this or not, but at the precise moment that I was writing this part of my homily is when news broke out about the terrorist attacks in Paris. More than 120 people have died thus far. About 365 people injured. Some of them are critical. And you really wonder. And my mind went to some people's goal in life. Some people's goal in life is to cause as much destruction as possible. And this is not just true of global terrorism, this is also true of gun violence in our own country. Yeah, people buy weapons and they plan, and they actually walk into a theater or to a college campus, and they deliberately plan to cause destruction. Some people's goal in life is to cause mayhem and murder. The amount of time, resources, and energy people spend to destroy. It's baffling. It's really baffling. And then there is Jesus. And then there is Jesus. Today's second reading from Hebrews tells us about Jesus, that he did no harm, but rather, this is the quote, he offered his life as a sacrifice for sin. The impact of Jesus' life is exactly the opposite of the destruction that we see today. Jesus puts his time, his effort, and resources into doing good, in saving and redeeming actions. In offering his life as a sacrifice for sin. And so in this very uncertain times, really it is uncertain, isn't it? Those people who went to the football game in soccer by European standards, on their lingo, but to this football stadium to see the game, or to this rock concert, or just sitting in a restaurant and having a meal, who would have thought that they would not make it back home? It really is uncertain times, isn't it? And this uncertain time, the world urgently needs people who, in spite of all the destruction, hatred, and revenge, remain committed to the good. Really, the temptation is to just hit back, isn't it? Revenge. I want to seek eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. The temptation, the human temptation to do harm in the same way that we've been harmed. Sometimes we call it justice, but sometimes it's revenge. Like Jesus, to stay committed to that which is good in spite of it all. And there's an urgent need for people to be that candle that's burning. Yeah, just you may be alone wherever, maybe in your work or in your home. Maybe you're the only person, but please don't let that candle of hope die. Keep that candle of goodness, of doing redeeming and saving actions like Jesus. Please keep it burning. This world does not need one more person who spreads hatred and violence. We need exactly the opposite. And in these traumatic times, in times of tribulation, may we commit ourselves to what Christ would do, and let us not give up on the kingdom of God. Can Christ depend on you? thirdly, I want to talk about the nature of this apocalyptic literature that we read. Many people interpret the apocalyptic literature as somehow foretelling of the future and how the world will come to an end. And how many times have you heard that the world is coming to end this December? The last one we heard was December of 2012, and we are 3 years past that. And so it's so clear, Jesus says to us in today's gospel reading, not even the Son of Man knows when that's going to happen. So the purpose of apocalyptic literature is not to foretell the future or to frighten people into submission. It's really to give hope. To give hope to those people that are in the tribulation. And we do live in times of great tribulation ourselves. When the ground seems to slip away from under us, we are invited to put our entire hope and faith and trust in that which is eternal. Yes, we have no idea where we'll be tomorrow. But we can do one thing, to put our trust in that which matters. And the gospel reading says to us today, the Son of Man will come in great power and glory. In other words, God is above these tribulations. God is with us, but God is bigger than the tribulation. And we can put our hope and faith and trust in God. We are compelled today to pay heed to the fragile nature of the created world and everything in it. As Jesus says, someday the sun will fail, the moon will fail, everything that we know as we know them will be no more. And then we are invited to trust these words. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And that's our hope. In fact, folks, that's our only hope. What else can we put our hope in? Everything will fail. In God's word, in Jesus, in this community, we will be in eternity, won't we? This community, your families, let's focus on that which is eternal. This Eucharist is eternal. Here is where we encounter this Christ who, even though he has great power and glory, comes to us ever so humbly, ever so simply, to save us, to redeem us, to do good to us. As we receive Christ in this Eucharist, please, let us put our faith and hope in that which is eternal. Please pause. Please reflect. Please stop in the coming 2 weeks. People of God said,